Welcome back to the new pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, joined by Mike Corbett, 30-year head coach of the Chargers. Coach, how happy are you with where you are in the process?
I'm very happy right now. I like our team. We've done a good job so far this season. You know, everybody wants to win more games, but I think the process where we're at, we're competing in every game. We got 2-1 goal losses last week, and you know what? We're competing every night, and that's the biggest thing. Our talent's better, and we're competing every night, and we're probably a little bit ahead of where I thought we would be right now, but I like where we're at.
You are the second most penalized team in the conference. Bemidji State's got the best power play. You're telling your guys to stay out of the box. You want to play that physical, on the edge, maybe penalties are going to get called kind of a game.
Yeah, that's not a great formula for this weekend, especially when we gave up, I think, 5 power play goals last weekend versus Bowling Green. That was a special teams battle all weekend. And you know what? And our penalty kill has been good going into pretty much last weekend. So a lot of those minutes are the 10 minutes. We've had our share of 5-minute fives and tens. But you know what? We want to be able to play up and down with Bemidji. I don't think there's going to be a lot of, the physical play is not going to be there. It's going to be hopefully two teams trying to catch each other with hooks and slashes and those types of things.
You mentioned the 2-1 goal games last weekend, lost the one in overtime. Bowling Green's good. Do you maybe deserve a better fate?
I think so. We had our chances. They outshot us pretty good on Friday night, but we probably had more quality chances. There was only three 5-on-5 goals scored. We scored 2, they scored 1. They were late in Saturday's game, but we had our opportunities to be able to do it. We're making the timely mistake right now. It's ending up in our net, and we're not scoring the timely goal. But we're getting our opportunities, and like years past, we weren't even getting those opportunities. So I'm Mr. Optimistic. I'm very optimistic when it comes to those types of things.
You're led in scoring by your sophomore class. Your freshman class is second. It's a good sign for things to come, doesn't it?
I hope so. We like them. And they get the minutes. They get the quality minutes in those quality situations. That's where we believe our talent is right now. And also, those are probably the guys who are leading us in penalty minutes. So they're leading us all the way around. And other than that, we got the 2 junior goalies. So you know what? Those 2 classes are the classes we've brought in to be able to compete in this league night in and night out.
Bemidji State's played very well. They haven't been rewarded either. What have you noticed about them on film?
Tom's teams are always good, and they're going to play up and down. And I was looking at their depth chart this afternoon. I was able to get one from my SID a little earlier, and I'm looking who do I want to match up against. And right now, most of the series in this league, there isn't really a line to match up against because Gephardt beat us one. He beat us pretty good a couple of years ago, and Corey Ward's always a threat. And you just have a bunch of guys who maybe they don't have the numbers right now. They haven't scored a lot of goals. But they can. And we've always tended to give someone player of the week, goalie of the week. I'm trying to eliminate that as far as the future. Bitzer, I think, shut us out twice last year or whatever it was. He was goalie of the week and somebody else was player of the week. So we're trying to buck that trend a little bit too.
Mike, thanks for your time.
Thank you.